Wrestling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Just turned 6:21 on a Wednesday evening in Lansing. Thank you so much for joining us. The state Senate today unanimously passing work-sharing legislation proposed last November by Governor Snyder to help retain talent in the state. To talk about exactly how the work-sharing would work, I'm joined by one of the bill's sponsors, Republican Senator Mike Nofs. Mike, thank you so much for joining us this evening on 1320 WILS.
Nice to join you, Michael.
Give me a sense of how this works. I know it allows employers maybe to avoid laying off those working for them and reduce their hours. How exactly does work sharing function?
Well, first of all, you know, they got to be eligible to apply for a work share program, an employer. They have to be up to date on their quarterly reports and unemployment tax payments. And they have to have paid wages for 12 consecutive quarters prior to the application. And then they got to make application in implementing a work share program. They must apply to the unemployment insurance agency, and they must approve or disapprove the plan within 15 days, basically. And in its application, the employer must assure that it will not lay off participating employees or hire new employees into the affected unit. And the employer must certify that it obtained approval of collective bargaining representatives and notified affected employees.
So, but the idea basically is that they're going to decrease workers' hours, but let the workers collect unemployment benefits to make up for that lost wages.
Yeah, what they do is a participating employee, after the employer gets all the okays, basically receives partial unemployment benefits to supplement his reduced income because of the cut in the hours from the employer. And so basically the benefits that he or she would receive are calculated by multiplying the employee's weekly benefit rate, for the unemployment, and by the reduction percentage. Let me give you an example real quick. If an employee would be eligible for, let's say, $362 in weekly benefits, unemployment benefits, and his hours are reduced by 20% under a work share program, then he would receive 20% of his weekly benefits, or $72 a week, in addition to what he gets paid by the employer for the hourly rate for the reduced hours.
I mean, aren't employers, though, motivated to pursue this since it could reduce their costs and they could maybe just push more efficiency out of their workers?
Well, you know, some are worried about that, but there are some, you know, criteria in there that monitors that, and they have to certify certain things, and they got to be consistent with the state law and the federal law that both of those programs, you know, it comes under that bailiwick.
So, wait, the idea though is that you're dealing with employers that would otherwise be laying off these workers completely.
Yeah, what it really is, it's for the benefit of the worker and for the benefit of the employer. It allows the employer to avoid the laying off by reducing the hours of employees and supplementing their pay with the partial unemployment benefits. And the fact is, it allows them to retain skilled workers during times of reduced demand for their business. And it helps the employees avoid the emotional and financial hardship associated with the total layoff.
So what happens then when the unemployment benefits run out?
Well, you know, obviously, I think it's, I think there's a limit on how long, you know, they can go for the program. I can't remember right off the top of my head. I think the duration of the work share plan is limited basically to 52 weeks or less, you know, so the maximum amount of time someone could be under the plan is 52 weeks.
So in a sense, it would potentially delay layoffs, but maybe not avoid them.
Right. That's true. Yep, and they can't hire anybody if they reduce your hours. They can't hire someone else in that same unit. All employees in the unit have to be affected basically the same way. If it's by seniority, the people that would have been laid off now have reduced hours. You know, they have to treat everybody the same. There's no difference in calculations and a lot of other safeguards in the legislation.
Is it
treat people fairly. The unions have to basically concur.
Is it clear now that Michigan employers generally offer an option of this kind of reducing hours versus simply laying workers off?
Well, you know, that's the present. You know, they could do that, but now it will help the employee because they'll be able to also access the unemployment benefits to help supplement their reduced hours. So it really isn't devastating to the family. And I think it's a win-win for both sides, basically. So, if the employer has a good work record with the unemployment agency and they have their quarters up to date and they've been paying them and they don't have any problems that way, then they can offer this type of program if they see a downturn in their business and still retain skilled and very valuable employees.
I'm talking to Republican State Senator Mike Knopfs. Now, another aspect of the legislation passed today would let people laid off from family-owned businesses collect the normal 20 weeks of unemployment versus this drastically reduced amount of weeks. Why is the current structure this only allowing for 7 weeks of benefits for those laid off from family-owned businesses?
You know, that's just something I think that, you know, is a difference in philosophy, and I think, you know, what we're doing is changing that and trying to treat everybody fairly, and just because you're self-employed doesn't mean your situation isn't just as hard, you know, to handle. And so we're trying to give access and, you know, some recourse to individuals who are self-employed and pay into it, but don't get the same benefits as someone else that isn't the employer and still pays into it gets. So they're paying the benefit, but they don't get the same, you know, they pay the premium, but they don't get the same benefit as other everybody else is paying into the system, or the employer is paying in the system for them. So we're just expanding the program to, you know, allow them to get what everybody else gets, basically, if you're a self-employed employer and your hours are cut.
20 weeks of unemployment, it wasn't very long ago before, you know, when it was 26 weeks of unemployment benefits. Do you or any other of the state senators have any second thoughts on reducing those number of weeks?
No, they turned around and... you know, we did that last year, and no, I think there was an amendment put up to do that and to bring that back, so, you know, that failed. And, no, I think that we're cognizant of the fact that trying to help our employers, but still with this program, supplement and to try to take care of the skilled employees at the same time without just leaving them, you know, with layoffs and unemployment, and then you're done. So we're trying to, you know, look for the best plan for both the employer and the employee with this legislation.
Do you yourself think that 20 weeks is sufficient for unemployment benefits?
Yeah, right now 20 weeks is, and after that 20 weeks, obviously, then they can apply for the federal benefits, and they can jump onto the federal program and extended benefits that are out there for that. So it's not like 20 weeks and that's it. It's 20 weeks of state paid, and then you can be eligible if there's a federal program, which there presently has been and has been for years. They jump onto the federal program and still be able to tap into those extra benefits.
I do want to ask you about the changes the House is now proposing to the teacher pension program. It sounds very different from what you and your colleagues passed in the Senate. What do you make of what you hear so far?
Well, I think what they're trying to do is looking at pre-funding some of it. You know, basically, if you put everybody into a 401k, every new employee from this day forward into a 401k system, which is a defined contribution system, you still have people that retired under the defined benefit plan, and there's no money coming in to be able to supplement that pot of money, be able to pay those benefits. And so you have a void there, and I think what the House is looking at is trying to come up with some money within the budget to be able to pre-fund that and have people, individuals, stay in what we have currently, which is a hybrid system, which, you know, new employees are in to a certain level in a defined benefit and into a defined contribution plan, both. That's why it's a hybrid plan.
Although
over the years, that would save a little bit more money, and if you pre-fund it, the liability wouldn't be so much for the state.
Senate Democrats were pointing this out along the way. Why was that not acknowledged in the Senate legislation, do you think?
Oh, I think that, you know, what we did in 1997, we did with state employees, you know, we had, obviously, if you remember, during Governor Engler's time, we had money in the bank, and so we were able to put everybody, all new employees, into a 401k system and still put money aside to be able to pay the benefits to the people that were in the defined benefit plan. And right now, obviously, we don't have that big cash and big pot of money, and so... you know, we'd love to be able to do that because that's the right way to go and gives people control over their own pensions and their retirement, and they can, you know, invest it and invest the way they see fit. And it gives more individuality in what you want to do, how much you want to, and the employer matches some of that, but you can put in more. And so there's more flexibility there. It's just a matter of a big pot of money available to be able to do that, and that isn't there right now. So the House is looking at other ways of pre-funding a portion of it up front.
Republican State Senator Mike Knopfs. Mike, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for the interview, and have a good night.
You too. We're coming back to talk about Bain Capital. You're going to find out all about it next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.